wanna see Jesus lifted high. His banner flies across the land, that all may see the truth and know He is the way to heaven. We wanna see Jesus lifted high. His banner flies across the land, that all may see. I will run into your arms. I know that's where I belong. Take me to that secret place where I can see you face to face. You're my
morning, you can do better than that. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, we love you, Lord. Why don't you find somebody that might need a friend this morning and give them a hug and pray for them in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, you can find somebody. Is that all right? I guess our visitor doesn't need a friend this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Black people, get on your job. Hallelujah. us. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's get a little bit of line in here this morning. Amen. Amen. How many are you excited about giving this morning? Amen.
If anybody needs an envelope, please raise your hand and Trace will come and give you an envelope.
Trace being a really good usher this morning. Give him a hand. Amen. How many of you have done a ministry already this morning? Amen.
Amen.
How many of you have done a ministry already this morning? Let me see your hand. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, it's not even lunchtime and I've already helped somebody. Amen. How many still thinking about a ministry? Amen.
Just lift it up to the Lord. Just another moment, and everybody's ready. Father God, we just give you this offering. We give it with our heart, our whole heart, and a great attitude of giving. Father, it is more blessed to give than receive. Father, your word promises us you will give back to us, pressed down, shaken together, good measure, running over. And we thank you, Lord. Father, we just ask that you bless this offering, bless the giver, and give back to them in Jesus' name. Amen. Somebody else to be glorified like Jesus, huh? If you're having problems with a friend of yours, you gotta say, in my friend, Lord,
in my friend.
In my friend, Lord, be glorified.
Every once in a while, Crystal gets on my nerves, so I have to sing this. Is that right?
In Crystal Burks, Lord, be glorified.
She gets out of the door.
In Bell Edwards, Lord, be glorified.
Sing it to her.
Be glorified. In Bell Edwards. In Bell Edwards, Lord, be glorified.
Today. Now let's sing it to Wilma. Maybe she'll get the Holy Ghost.
In Wilma. Tommy's up there trying to act innocent. Lynn, Tommy, please, Lord, be glorified. Come on, be glorified. Hey!
It's all right. It's Sunday morning. Who did we not sing to this morning? Don't be sick to me, I got my new hair on. Here we go.
In Tina Turner, Lord, be glorified. Be glorified. In Tina Turner, Lord, be glorified.
In Gloria Price.
Be glorified.
In Gloria Price Brown.
Be glorified.
Jesse Dickinson. Hit Jesse Dickinson. Be glorified. Be glorified. It's all right, isn't it? Yeah. Jesse. He's pumping it up, Jesse. I like it. Now, who's that visitor back there? Huh? Now, Annette's in church, so let's pray for her. Might be another 2 years before we get to pray for her. Annette, would you mind if we sang to you? Is that right? We forgot Dean. Faith this morning, amen. If you need special, oh my Lord, Verna. Somebody say that grand entrance, amen. All rise for Verna, amen. If you have a special prayer request, if you just need some encouragement or some faith, people to agree with you, why don't you come on and we'll get people to agree with you. Amen. Somebody say thank the Lord. Those of you with faith, why don't you gather around? Is that all right? She said, I got my offering done. love, Jesse. It's hard, isn't it?
We all excited today? What is today?
The Lord's Day.
Hey, that's right. Y'all need a Palm Pilot too. See, on the top of mine it says, God's Day. That means everything I do today, unlike the rest of the week, no. No, but more importantly, we focus our life to honor God, and not just that. You know, you can bless God. You know, just like you could reach out to someone and bless them and touch their heart. You know, you can touch God's heart. You know, He's moved by the things that we do. We think God is so distant and so big and so far away that He hardly knows we exist. He forgot 30 years ago when He made you or whatever. But He's real, and you can bless God just by offering yourself. You know, by coming up here and worshiping God, you can bless God. And if you got nothing else out of it, isn't it enough just to know that you've blessed God? Isn't that wonderful? So today, keep that your focus. God is about to bless us now with a word that we can use and apply it to our lives. And we can bless Him back by writing it down and practicing it. And throughout your day, just keep your heart open to God. Leave that seed, just be ready to do whatever to just bless God and make His day better. I know that sounds weird, but today is the Lord's Day, and we honor Him with the whole day. So if the service goes on a little long, which it probably won't, but we don't need to be in a rush just to get out of here and get on to what we've got going. We can just relax and bless God. Also, I need to make one announcement. I know some of you don't know. Anyone wanting to work in the sound department, whether it's PowerPoint, anything where you're back there, anybody, even if you just want to learn, if you want to learn and help out, you know, maybe you don't want to be a regular, but maybe you just want to be trained and ready as a backup or whatever, whatever your commitment level is, if you just want to learn, meet with me after service for just a few minutes. And we're trying to make things better. Poor brother Jesse's been carrying this load for a while. And we need to make it easier on him. We just need a team of people that can cooperate and work together so that we've got it covered. And Pastor Rod doesn't have to worry. And when Jesse has to work, I don't have to run back to the sound booth to turn my mic on and run back up and talk to you. So we're trying to make things better. Amen? Isn't that great? So come see me, and other than that,
why don't you bless the word? I want to pray with the Lord.
Let's just pray. Thank you, Father. Lord, we just thank you, Father, for this word that you've given Pastor Rod to give to us. We thank you, Lord, that it's a word that we need, and if we accept it and let it go deep in our hearts, that it will produce fruit for your kingdom, and it will be accredited to us that we did something if we just obey your word. Father, I pray a blessing and an anointing on it, that we would hear it and be able to do it and not forget it, that you would remind us tomorrow and throughout the week about this word, and that you would send confirmation so that we know what we're supposed to do, Father. I thank you, Lord. I thank you that there is no distraction. I thank you for a spirit of peace, that we're able to concentrate on you today. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
All right, give God a shout of praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Isn't God good, 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 good? Somebody say He's a good God. All right, help me there. Forget that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We do so many things. Just repeat it, repeat it, repeat it. Amen. Somebody say thank the Lord. Is it a little hot in here to y'all? A little hot in here to me. Hallelujah. Y'all don't mind if we take this jacket off? It's out of season anyhow. I should have took it off about 4 months ago. But in Texas, y'all have that weather all year long, amen. 2 degrees from hell, amen. Hallelujah. Y'all like my bag right here? I got somebody say praise the Lord. Don't even think about leaving. They've locked the doors. Amen. We've got four Somebody say, four more offerings to go, and we'll be out of here. Amen. They're back there counting right now. Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord. All right, turn to Joshua chapter 1, verse 1. Joshua chapter 1, verse 1. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke unto Joshua, the son of Nun, to Moses' minister, saying, somebody say, there's people drop sometime, don't they? Just because some people check out, amen, doesn't mean that we have to check out too. Somebody say, we still got to wipe the tears out of our eyes, get over it, and go on. How many of you have got that? How many of you have seen people drop along the way? You know, not saying that Moses was a bad person, amen. But God always has somebody else to go on, amen. So say, we've got to keep moving. And we're never going to let death or anything stop us from getting what God has for us. And listen, and the word of the Lord came unto Moses, saying, listen, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, you notice there have been a great cloud of witnesses before us, and different people have got us to the point that we are right now. Thank God, people like Brother, you know, people that have laid, Brother Seymour, you know, Maria Withwith Eder, amen, Charles Finney, John G. Lake, different people. Somebody say, these are great people of the faith. And they did some great things for the kingdom of God, didn't they? But I tell you what, the majority of them today are dead. Amen. But that shouldn't stop us. We still need to go on. It says, therefore, somebody say, now, arise. It says, therefore, now arise and go over this Jordan and all this people unto the land which I do give to them, even the children of Israel. Every place the sole of your feet shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. Joshua chapter 1 verse 5. There shall be not any man to stand before thee all the days of your life. Wow, what a promise there. How many need that kind of promise? See, you got that kind of promise too. Do you know Joshua's, another name for Joshua is Yeshua or salvation. Amen. But listen, some of you need to realize this. You got to learn how to grab a hold of this promise right now. Say, there will not be any man, woman, boy or girl, dog, bat or cat, amen, that will be able to stand before you. Amen. What does that mean to stand before us? I tell you what it means. It says, listen, there shall not be any man to stand before thee all the days of thy life. Somebody say, stand. Means, listen, no man will be able to outstand you. See, so many people lose battles because, let me tell you what, how do you fight the battle? Somebody said, the Lord says, listen, if I hold my peace and let the Lord fight my battles, victory will be mine. Well, you got to learn how to outstand difficult people, difficult circumstances. Amen. You know what? When you want to do something for God, you know what? The devil doesn't want to get that thing done. You're going to come up with opposition. You're not in heaven yet. Everybody's not saved. Not everybody's going to like you. And guess what? You don't have to do anything to get people not to like you. How many of you realize that? There are some people that first time they see you, they don't like you. Amen? Because that's just the way they are. Amen? And you're going to come up this year. We want to be victorious this year. We want to have everything that God wants us to have. And there are going to be certain individuals and certain people that don't want you to have anything. Amen? Because they're just miserable. And they're going to come up to be, they're going to be opposing people. They're going to have hang-ups. Some of them are going to have hang-ups with you. Some of them are going to have hang-ups with me. Amen? Some are going to have hang-ups about God. Some of them, let me tell you, hung-up people have hang-ups with everything. Write that down. Hung-up people have hang-ups with everything. Amen? But they need to be hung up by themselves. And you've got to learn how to deal with hang-up people. They come and they go. Amen? All hung up people, how do you tell people they're always getting caught up in the stuff? If something about to happen, they're bound to be the one to get caught up in the lines. If there's a mess going on, they're bound to have their foot or toe or finger or hair caught in something. Amen? Amen. Bible says you play around with, you know, the Bible doesn't say it, I say it. Amen? Has your parents ever told you, play around with fire, what happens? You get burnt. And people come to church all the time with eyelashes missing, been singed in the fire. Amen? Hair, half the hair gone, singeing the fire. You could tell. Somebody said, you've been playing around with something you have no business playing around with. Amen? But you need to learn this and get this in your spirit and get this in your heart. Let me tell you what, not everybody's going to like you. Period. And I tell you, if they do, you better be careful. Bible says, be weary when all people speak well of you. Amen. Be also be weary when everybody speaks bad of you too. Amen. So we said there's got to be a balance both ways. Amen. To stand before you means that, listen, they will not be able to outstand you. You will be the outstanding one. There have been lots of people. I'm going to tell you, every battle that I decide, I'm just going to outstand it. I've won. Somebody say, praise the Lord. People come and you can tell there's going to be a rumble tonight. Amen. Anybody seen the movie, the show's West Side Story? Amen. They got the singing. We're going to get it on tonight. Amen. But you can just tell different personalities come. We're going to be getting it on pretty soon. Amen. Give it 6 weeks. Give it 7 months. Amen. We're going to be getting it on. But after that, I tell you what, you're going to get it on with people. You're going to come up with opposition. You're going to come. This is what this thing with the devil is. The devil already knows he lost. And he's battling with you in your finance. He's battling with you in your mind. He's battling with you in your body. He's battling with you in your mental stability. And how do you win those battles? You got to make sure, say, after the fur flies, I'm going to be the last man standing. Say, so I'm going to outstand this mess. And you can. You might not be able to win instantaneously because you've already won through Jesus Christ. But I tell you what, let that thing run its course. You shut your mouth. You do what's right. Amen. I guarantee you, you'll be the last one standing. Amen. Been lots of people around town and all around the place. Amen. That love to move me from my place. You know that's what persecution really means? True persecution means what? People trying to chase you off from doing what God told you to do. That's what persecution. The devil doesn't want you to be all you can be in God. He doesn't want you to have all you can have in God. So he's going to send persecution your way, people to cause you to get off track, to lose your focus, to lose your place. But you got to make it up in your mind that I'm going to be the last man standing. And that's what Joshua's promise was. God told Joshua, he said, listen, there shall not be any man to stand before you. He said, you're going to be the last man standing. Somebody say hallelujah. How many need to hear that? How many need to hear that? Like that prophecy that we got. Listen, you'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. You need to develop roots because winds are going to come and storms are going to blow. I tell you what, and sometimes people are crazy. They'll get bulldozers to try to move your trees. God does not want you, let me tell you what, the devil does not want you to hold out. He does not want you to be stable. He does not want you to stand. He wants you to be moved, but you got to make up your mind and take these promises. I don't care what it takes. I'm going to be the last man standing. Tell somebody, nothing's going to be able to separate me from the love of God. I'll get over this attitude. I'll get over this mindset. I'll get over all this other stuff, but I'll still be standing. Somebody say, praise the Lord. They can do whatever they want to. They can do whatever they want to. Glory to God. I tell you what, people would love to see this church not here. Amen. Whoop-de-doo. Amen. It'll still be here. Hallelujah. We'll still be standing. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Without finance, with finance. Glory to God. Without them sitting here griping about everything and with them sitting in here sometime. Amen. Somebody say, we're still going to outstand it. Amen. Because we're rooted and grounded in the word of God. We're rooted and grounded in a mission. Somebody say, God planted me here and I'm going to be here. Amen? Amen. Nobody will be able to outstand you. You're going to get to do ministries. You're going to get to do things. Amen. And opposition, somebody say, opposition comes. And just as quick as it comes, believe me, boy, it will go. Amen. Somebody say, hallelujah. They're not going to waste any time when nobody decides they're not going to be moved. Somebody say, praise God. You can cry all you want to, scream all you want to. I ain't moving. Somebody say, amen. Amen. I'm going to stick right to the stuff. Amen. What if we make it look like it's not worthwhile? I don't give a rip. I ain't moving. Somebody say, amen. Nothing that the devil will be able to do. There should be nothing that anybody can do to make you move from your place. Somebody say, able to stand. Then that word says, listen, nobody, listen, don't let, he said, no man will be able to stand before you. Basically what it means is that he said, you'll be so rooted. I'm looking at this real quick. The word is Y-A-T-S-A-B, Yatsab. Write it down, amen. Somebody say, you need some Yatsab. Yatsab, S-A-B. Yatsab. Somebody say, I got Yatsab. Amen. Say it again, I got some Yatsab. You can do whatever you want to. Amen. Some say, I ain't going. Some say, hallelujah. That means to root yourself in place. Somebody say station. Amen. Somebody say continuing in what God told you to do. Remaining. Somebody say remaining. Means to be able to withstand. Some people never get blessed because they can't stand to be blessed. There are certain situations you just need to anchor yourself through that thing. Amen. Say, I ain't going to move it. My blessing. So many people think, I got to run after my blessing, run after my blessing. Sometimes you just need to sit your butt down in one good place and pray and wait for your blessing to catch up with you. God's trying to bless so many people, they're too busy running. Well, he tried to bless you in this circumstance, but you'd have ran out of it. Got a little hot. Amen. Your angels, them angels coming right behind you with what God has for you. Amen. And if you could just stay in another 3 to 4 days. Amen. I can't take it anymore. Bam. Gone. Some say withstanding. Somebody say hallelujah. What was that? Well, honey, you're going to have to either stand or run through it. You got to let the faith. You got to believe God. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm not going to talk with you with it. We're not going to go there. It's a new day. Somebody say praise the Lord. You got to outstand the devil. Period. Or run and lose. And until you face the devil to his face and oppose him and say, I'm not going nowhere, and confront every one of his onslaughts, you'll lose every time. The devil needs to be taught a lesson. Amen. And that lesson he needs to be taught, no weapon formed against me will prosper. You can do whatever you want to do, but I ain't going nowhere. Amen. You got to be like Olivia Newton-John. Hit me with your best shot if you got one. Amen. One thing I figured out, listen, looking over my previous battles, I found that I'm a victor. Hallelujah. It says, there will no man be able to stand before thee all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail you, nor will I forsake you. That's how you stand. That's how you're able to stand when you're opposed with difficult situations and stuff. Is you got to realize, I'm not in this mess by myself. One of the things you got to, people think, listen, I'm in, how many of you get in rough situations on a rough spot? I got to get out of here to get where God is. God is everywhere. So we think, if I can just get out of this, I'll be okay. Well, I had some situations in my life. Then I just said, man, if I could get out of this, I can't take it anymore. I grew up in a family with an alcoholic sister, beyond control. She had this addiction in her life, you know, and she'd drink, and there would be upheaval after upheaval after upheaval. Strife every night. They'd get to fighting. Anybody ever been there? Don't act like you've never had that. Everybody got a cousin or sister or somebody. And if you don't, it might be you. Amen? Hallelujah. Sit up here and act like we're the only ones. You live in the same country I do. Amen? Don't let me take a video camera to your house and hide it behind one of them dishes. Amen? Hallelujah. And I'd be in those situations that, man, I can't take this anymore. Here I'm trying to live for God, walk for God, claiming all these things, going to church Sunday morning, Friday night. We go to church Sunday morning, sit up there all day long. Had enough time to get a little piece of food, then go back to church again. And they preaching, things going to get better. Things going to get better on the other side. And things kept getting worse and worse and worse. I'd go home and she'd be ready for me. I'd be drinking up the Holy Ghost and be storing up all day long. She'd start on Friday night drinking. She'd close out about when she ran out of money on Tuesday. Amen. And there was one night I was out with a friend of mine, and I was about to go into the place, and you could tell, boy, there's a show going on. Amen. The devil's having a service tonight. Anybody have those households where the devil have services? You walk in the door and you can hear him preaching. Amen. All you got to do is bring in a piano or a keyboard and tune them up, you know. Didn't I tell you? Boom, boom, boom. Come on. Somebody say amen. I left one church service. The preacher was yelling and hollering and carrying on. People were saying hallelujah. I go home and the devil's hollering and carrying on. Amen. They still having church, you know. New Bethel let out an hour ago. Amen. But they still having church in my house. Amen. And I got to the point where I was ready to go in there one night. And I was ready to go into this bad situation that God would never have me in. I just don't understand it. And I told my friend, I can't do it. And I won't do it. I won't deal with that anymore. I just quit. I ain't going there no more. Like I had somewhere else to go. Amen. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. And my friend said, yes, you can. You're going to do it. So we prayed. Somebody say amen. We prayed and believed God. We went in there. Amen. And that thing, we went in with a different attitude, you know, and that was ready to the point, just ready to chip in the whole thing. Amen. Anybody heard a situation where you're ready to cast it all in? Somebody say, cash in the chips. Too early. It's like the economy, isn't it? You know, people cashing in right now. You ain't going to get nothing. You better wait it out. Don't cash in your chips when the stock's low. Amen. I ain't cashing in. Let me tell you what. If I'm going to cash in, I'm going to cash in at the Word of God when it's real high. That's when you know it's God. Things are going great and God says to move on, then you move on. That's faith. Anybody can just say, well, God didn't move me someplace else. No, dummy, you just can't afford to stay where you are. Isn't it funny how people make excuses, things get rough, and then the Lord's speaking to them? And then the Lord said, he released me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I got into that home. Amen. And I was just there. Amen. In faith, filled with the Holy Ghost. And I was just distraught. And I was just so upset. And notice the Bible says, listen, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you even until the end of time. The Bible tells us that, right? It was on that night that I was in my room. Amen. And I was laying on the bed, just mad. Making them, I ain't gonna do the church stuff no more. Amen. It, talk about money, I ain't got none. Amen. Talk about peace coming, I don't have none. And I was sincere, you know. I could dance fast just like them. Amen. I thought they were all getting blessed, and I wasn't getting blessed because everybody looked blessed. I didn't know that devils could wear nice outfits. Amen. And I thought, maybe it's because I'm dancing too slow. If I speed up a little bit, maybe money will start to come a little bit faster. Amen. But nothing seemed to work. But there in my room, I was just sitting there meditating some things. And I was laying in the bed just praying and meditating. All of a sudden, my room got dark. Amen. I know that I know that I know. Amen. I don't usually tell this story, but every time I tell it, I just get joy. And it does something on the inside of me. Amen. Different people tell different stories, but I know what God did for me. You can take it or leave it. Amen. And whether you realize it or not, you've seen me stand through some circumstances that were impossible. And I tell you how I stand through impossible situations, because I learned. I was laying there in that room saying, man, this is terrible. All of a sudden, the room got pitch black. And all of a sudden, I started to look out the sliding door to my room, and I saw little lights all over, just like little lights through the crack of my window, just little lights all down and up the side of the window. I said, my goodness, what is this? Am I tripping or something? I said, what is it? I tried to make it all go away, you know, try to put it aside, amen? Then all of a sudden, I started to lay on my bed, and I looked at my ceiling. My room just got huge, you know. When black is an expansive color, and I don't believe it was really black. There was just no light. Then all of a sudden, the ceiling turned the most beautiful deep blue, like the sky that you could ever imagine. I mean, it was just gorgeous. And there were just lights and like stars all over the ceiling. Amen. I mean, and it wasn't even a ceiling. It was just like I was gone, you know. It was just space, and this tremendous light, deep blue, most gorgeous, most soothing color that you could ever imagine, with little lights all on the inside, and there were lights on the outside of the room, and it seemed that those lights were like personalities. Amen. And it was like they couldn't come into the room. And in the ceiling, they were so far away, but it was right there. And I was all there. And I said, my, this is something else. And somebody said, pray. So I began to pray in the Holy Ghost. I said, what in the world is this? Then all of a sudden, I had a room where my room was. My bed was here. I had a closet that faced about on the foot of my, that was to the foot of my bed a little bit. And I looked, and at this closet, there was one little light that was right there. And I said, what is that light doing all by itself? Inside here, it was like a little light, like a little star. Amen. I said, what in the world is this? And all of a sudden, that light started to get brighter and get brighter and get brighter. And the other lights were on the outside. Amen. But this one light started to get brighter and get brighter and get brighter. And as the light got brighter, amen, that star got brighter. And it was a tall figure. Amen. A figure started to come out of the light. Amen. You couldn't see the face because the face was so bright. All you could see was this light. And you could just see the figure of a body there. Right? There are supernatural things that happen whether you realize it or not. The supernatural does happen. It's in the Word. It's in the Scripture. And you should expect the supernatural to happen. And all of a sudden, you know, but you got to try every spirit. People say, I saw a light. Not every light's of God. How do you know? You know, try the spirits to see where they're of God. And I went to that one church. They did teach me one thing, how to plead the blood of Jesus. I started to rebuke that thing like you could never rebuke anything. I rebuke you, Satan, in Jesus' name. Move out of here. And I had faith. And I prayed hard. Get out of here in Jesus' name. Move. I rebuke you. I rebuke you. You know what that light did? Absolutely nothing. Just kept getting brighter. Just kept getting brighter. Just kept getting bigger. Somebody say, hallelujah. Just kept getting brighter, just kept getting stronger, just kept getting bigger. And I didn't understand what this light was. Then all of a sudden I said, what is it? What is it? And all of a sudden on the inside of my spirit, the knowing came on. I was in the presence of Jesus. I was in the presence of the Lord. Jesus was in the room. Hallelujah. All of a sudden when I got the revelation that this just wasn't some light from flaky thing, that the Lord was in the room. Hallelujah. People ask me, why do you do this ministry stuff? Why do you serve God the way you did? Because I've seen Jesus and I know he's alive. You can look in the Bible, but I've read it in the Bible. I believe it by what the word said, but I've seen him and I know he's real. I know he's real. Amen. I know it's real. I know it's real. Hallelujah, this light got bright and it just stood there, it just stood there, it just stood there. And I began, you know, I couldn't do a thing after I found out what it was. I just, my whole body went paralyzed. Different people said Jesus came into my room and sat on my dresser and we cracked jokes together. I wasn't cracking no jokes. He took me, we went played hopscotch together. I didn't play no hopscotch. I couldn't move. I laid there, I just began to cry. What could you do? And I wasn't no sobbing, making no noise. I was laying there in bed and tears rolled. I was scared to make a noise. It wasn't a fear like you were going to be hurt, but it was a reverential fear. My whole pillow, I tell you how much it was for me. I don't know how long I was there, but when I came out of this thing and the thing lifted, my pillow was soaking wet. Somebody say hallelujah. And I'm sitting there in that presence, and I started, what is this? It's the most almighty God, amen. Jesus is in the house. Then I started to get revelations. The stars in the sky were the angels. How many angels up there? It was the heavenlies. I got to see into the heavenlies, and the heavenlies not just like, it's just not, I just saw light. And it's just like light. Those angels look like lights, and on the outside, those were the angels of God, amen. They could only come so close to his presence. They were on the outside of the room. It was just him and me in there, amen. But they were on the outside looking in. Somebody say amen. And I started to, you know, and with Jesus, it's amazing. He can say one word, but you can understand anything and everything he said. He didn't have to explain things to you twice. He just says one word, you know. When I can get a revelation when Moses, when Jesus told, or God told Moses, listen, I am that I am. Moses knew completely what he was understanding, because when God says something, you know. Amen. He can come in and say, I'm here. And that's like 72 CDs all put in one. Amen. I mean, it's like reading the Bible 8 times. Amen. I am. Somebody say amen. Amen. And you know what he was there for? And it wasn't like he started to verbalize out of his mouth. He was speaking, but he didn't say a word. Amen. Woo! It's amazing. But I heard it on the court from. I mean, my whole flesh heard it. My mind heard it. My body heard. I heard it loud and clear. He says, "I'm here. Lo, I'm with you always and forever, even until the end of time. Do you think I'd have you go through any circumstance and not be there in it myself?" He said, you said you couldn't go back into there. I want you to know that I'm in there. Said, if I can be here, you can be here. Glory to God. Many times people think God is up in heaven looking down on us in our situation or in our thing that we have to have faith for. Or that thing we have to believe for. I'm sitting in this thing all by myself praying to God to send an angel down to help me. I'm sitting up there dealing with the alcoholic, demented sister possessed by devils by myself. And he's giving instructions from heaven. Says, you're not in that thing by myself. He said, we're there together. Amen. He says, you might not be able to see me all the time like this. But just because you can't see me with your eyes tangibly, glory, I'm here. But I just wanted to let you see that I'm always here. And I feel good right now because, you know what, in my spirit I knew what that meant. That light's in this place right now, that he's in this place right now, even though we can't see it, amen? Faith is substance of things hoped for. I'm going to tell you, faith is things where we can't even see. And you got to realize that he is in the room, that he's in your circumstance, that situation that you can't deal with by yourself, situation you want to run from. Seeing that you're standing in faith, but you're not standing in faith, my, yourself, in anything. Amen. God is with you. He's not with, you're not trying to get over to the other side where he is. He's in you. He's with you in the hole. Glory to God. It's not just his word telling you to come up. He's right there with you, helping you come up. Someone say, the Holy Ghost, our helper. Thank God that he's with you. That you're not experiencing this all by yourself, just not getting advice from heaven. That the Holy Spirit is there to help you through that situation. When you're looking through those bills, sometimes you don't feel like you can pay. He's there looking at it with you, telling you we can make it together. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, I tell you what, by the end of this, I'm with you, and you're going to outstand this situation because I'm with you. Somebody say, lo, I'm with you. Look at that right here in the Bible. Look at that right here. He said, listen, there shall not be any man to stand before thee all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with you. Glory to God. Somebody say, thank God for that. God is with us. God is with us. We're not by ourselves. Many people think, I'm living by myself. I'm doing all these things by myself. No, he's with you. You don't have to see a light shining over the closet door. I tell you what, while I got roommates, after there were several times when the Holy Spirit would move so strong in my life that I had to have somebody. You know what? I don't need to see the light anymore. Don't want to see it anymore. Show me your glory, God. When I get that new body, you show me. That's how I know it's God. People say, if I could just see the Lord, hallelujah, I don't need it. When he comes in the sky, I'll see you just fine. You can just give me your word. Touch me every now and then in church. Glory to God. Amen. You don't have to do any personal appearances. It's not that I don't love the Lord. Amen. But I've seen him. Amen. And you can't tell me what I experienced. Amen. And what it was like for me. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He is so good, isn't he? His presence is in this place. Glory to God. And you know what? We could run our mouth about this forever and tell it every service, but we usually don't. But ever I do, I just know that he's here. He said, I'm with you always and forever, even until the end of time. I will not fail you. Glory to God. When you feel like a failure in your circumstance, he says, listen, I will not fail you. I don't care how impossible it looks like. Amen. You're going to make it out of it. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. And when you come out, my God, you will come out. I've been in some things, man, didn't look like you'd ever come out. Didn't look like that situation would ever change. Never wanted to kill me in it. Amen. Amen. But I held on to Jesus. Somebody say, amen. As long as you're here, I'm going to be here with you. Amen. How many of you know that he's that kind of God? He says, he's not a God that can't be touched with the feeling of our infirmity. He wants to get intimate with you. Amen. It's not like a technical line when you call in for technical support for some computer software. You got to call in, wait for them to answer the phone. You call on Jesus and he's right there. I didn't mean to get into all of this today. We didn't even touch everything, but this is the first thing that we want. We're going to be talking about going over to take the promised land. But before you can go and take your promised land, you got to realize that the situation that you're walking in at the present time, you got to acknowledge his presence with you. Say, first thing for me to apprehend my promise this year, I got to know that God is with me now. When you feel that help, when you feel that supply from God, you feel that help from God right where you are, enjoy it. Somebody say amen. Somebody say it doesn't matter where we are. Say it. Say it doesn't matter where we are right now. People feel all upset and discouraged because their situation is not perfect. Don't worry about it. God's with you. He'll work it out. Faithful is he that begun a good work in you to complete it. So he's the author. He's the beginning of your faith. And he'll also be the end of your faith. tell you what, this good thing that God, that's happening in your life, just a little bit of God that you know, the things that's going on in your life, guess what? You think you started it? He started it. He called you. We always say, I found the Lord, I found the Lord, like he was lost. I'm so glad I found Jesus. He wasn't lost. He found you. He found you. And he started something in your life. And I want you to realize that God started what's going on in your life, that it's a God thing. God's got you sitting where you're sitting. It's been rough. Amen. He'll finish it. I don't know how long he'll take. I don't care. You stand strong in God, because if you think about your ability to stick things through and all those others, you'll quit. I'm the biggest flake there is. Thank God that he came to help me. I would have never made it. Thank God for that. I would have never made it. If he doesn't take me to heaven, I ain't going, because I don't. That's just the way I know me. Thank God that he does do it that way. Say, carry me. But you got to be willing to be carried. So I want you to, you know, this is so good. We're going to get into this. I'm excited about the 21 days. And that's what the 21 days, it just opens our eyes to the presence of God in our life. Don't be afraid. Look at someone, stand up where you are, and tell them, don't be afraid. Tell somebody, don't be afraid. God is with you. He will not forsake you nor fail you. Tell them, say, God is not going to fail you. I just like that. Y'all need to hug somebody right now. Just find somebody to hug right now. Just find somebody to hug them right now and say, doesn't matter where it's at right now. Don't get upset for where things are at right now. Thank you, Jesus. There's somebody right here. Chris will go over there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And tell him, God's not going to stop. It's going to be all right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's with you right now, and he's not going to fail you in Jesus' name. I feel like we got to stop right now. We just have to. We'll finish this tonight. Amen. Have a cup of coffee. Have a cup of coffee and be blessed. And encourage people with that, that God is with you and he's going to finish it. He's going to finish it. He's going to finish it. He's got it all under control. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many going to outstand the devil? Jesus is there to help you stand. He's there to help you stand. So take that help and receive it. Amen. In Jesus' name. Father, we pray for these people today, for every heart, every mind, every spirit. We pray that you would ignite the hope within them. Give them faith to hold on just a little while longer. Let their faith and confidence not be in themselves, but let it be in you, God. Let them be confident in this fact that you love them more than they could ever even think about loving you. Let them know how one-sided this relationship is. Many people complain. They say, I'm always the one. Let me tell you what, you got a one-sided relationship with Jesus. He's always ready. He's always there. He's always there for you. Amen. He'll always be there for you. He's addicted to you. You need to take stock in your love relationship with Jesus Christ. He's not going to let you go. God loves you so much. And so many people, I got to keep holding on to Jesus or I'll fall away. Let me tell you what, keep holding on. But I tell you what, he loves you so much, he ain't going to ever let you go. Just thank the Lord because he loves you. Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Y'all be blessed. Hallelujah.